Vow of silence?
That's why they asked me to leave.
You'd rather not talk about it?
No. I understand.
I'd rather sing. La 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 la. The Kieran used to speak and sing. We weren't always quiet. We told stories and funny jokes. Our stand-up was a riot. Peace was soon restored, but with no way to speak my thoughts, I got super bored. Seriously, they're only so long that Sudoku can keep you entertained. Cause rainbows won't light up the sky unless you let it rain. And shiny apples sometimes come with worms. Now you can't give up your laughter cause you're scared of a little pain. It's a lesson that the hearing never learned. In silent prison with the voices in my head, till I tripped over my salvation in a helpful flower bed. I found a cure to clear my pipes, and I became quite chatty. With years and years of stored up words, I drove my village batty. They didn't like my jokes and songs, and they let dose of news. The plays I wrote, the speeches spoke, variety reviews. With a story about the curate who hid stage and fell in love with this opera singer, and he wore a freaky half mask thing. He played the organ a lot and got all broody because the singer was in love with another dude, so he took her away on this underground gondola. I mean, who doesn't love musical theater? The village leader made it clear I had to make my choice. I could stay and live with them, or I could keep my voice. So I came here but left the couch alone. They're hard to move with just the view for company until you heard me. Sometimes you've gotta let it rain.